The American Civil Liberties Union says the FBI and local police may have launched a new domestic surveillance campaign aimed at suppressing dissent. The ACLU is filing requests under the Freedom of Information Act to find out why law enforcement has questioned dozens of political activists. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Earlier this year, reports surfaced that the FBI had been questioning activists who planned to protest at the national political conventions. Now, the ACLU's Ann Beeson says her organization has done some digging and come to this conclusion.
We have evidence from FBI activities over the past year that the FBI and local police are working together to spy on environmental, anti-war, political, and faith-based groups.
Beeson says stories from dozens of activists all back up that conclusion. Environmental activist Kirsten Atkins attended a peaceful protest in Colorado against a timber group a couple of years back. She was shocked when local police appeared and took down everyone's license number and then shared that information with the FBI.
If people are feeling uneasy about being able to express themselves, then perhaps they won't come out and participate in the protest, or perhaps they won't participate in a letter-writing campaign because they don't want their name on that list.
Or there's Brian Terrell of the Catholic Peace Ministry in Iowa. Terrell helped organize a conference called Bring the National Guard Home in November of 2003. Afterward, he received a subpoena from the local U.S. attorney. The subpoena was later withdrawn, so Terrell never learned what the government wanted to know. But he says Drake University, where the event was held, got a much more specific request.
They wanted to know who rented the room. They wanted to have any records of attendance. They wanted a list of things that were discussed at the meeting, topics discussed. Who were the discussion leaders?
The government wouldn't comment for this story and won't disclose exactly why these and other activists were questioned. So the ACLU is demanding to see police files. The organization and its local affiliates are filing dozens of requests under the Freedom of Information Act to find out whether activist groups were targeted for their political beliefs. But Georgetown University law professor David Vladek says that tactic is not likely to succeed.
The Freedom of Information Act contains a very broad exemption for law enforcement records. And the government will plainly contend that whatever investigation was undertaken was done either to enforce the domestic laws or to prevent attacks on our national security.
This ACLU effort takes aim at one of the cornerstones of the War on Terror, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, or JTTF. The 100 JTTFs nationwide are supposed to share information among state, local, and federal officials about possible terrorist attacks. But the ACLU says there are signs JTTFs are conducting surveillance on legitimate political activities. The ACLU's Ann Beeson says many local police face restrictions on surveillance imposed because of pre-9/11 abuses.
Many of those restrictions are still in place, and we are concerned that when these local police join the JTTFs, they are not, in fact, complying with this, you know, the state or local restrictions on political spying.
In the past, the FBI has said it only launches investigations if there are signs of criminal activity. Now the ACLU is saying prove it. But former FBI counterterror chief Larry Mefford says there are many reasons why the Bureau cannot disclose the basis for its investigations.
Oftentimes you have human sources that are cooperating with the government, and if you prematurely release that information, what you do is you encourage people like that not to cooperate in the future.
The question is, can the Bureau keep its procedures secret without reverting to the domestic surveillance of the FBI's bad old days? Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.